Welcome in, everyone, to the Tree Fort. Today's a very special day. I feel like I say that every single time. I might, but
you do. I do. But it's always a special day in the Tree Fort.
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
It's a great day for some hockey.
It's a great day for some peewee hockey. For
quack,
some
quack, quack.
1994 Junior Goodwill Games, the pinnacle of youth sports competitions, not affiliated with the Olympics. Welcome into the Tree Fort. Today we are doing Talk Movie to Me, D2 Mighty Ducks. So in the pantheon of kids, sports, 90s, Disney movies, this is definitely in the Mount Rushmore. I know Royal Mills loves to make the claim, with any trinity of movies, which one is the best. And I think in this one,
Sam Wright. Sam Wright.
We could argue about it. I like.
There is no question. When we were discussing the pantheon, the Mount Rushmore of kids sports, kids movies in general, nobody even mentioned D1 or D3. We only mentioned D2.
I know. Yeah.
So we all agreed it is a Mount Rushmore. It might be the George Washington of kids sports movies.
It's at least the Abraham Lincoln. So there you go. But yeah, we will talk through it with you as always. Philip Boughton here. I've got my dearest friends.
You Bash Brothers.
My Bash Brothers. We are missing Kenny Wu, unfortunately. Kenny Wu. Nobody knows what happened to him. But we've got Royal Mills. We've got Joey Berries. And we've got Stephen Partridge, a.k.a. Stevie P. And
a pear tree.
In a pear tree, and we are in that pear tree house talking about D2 Mighty Ducks. 1994, Gordon Bombay, Mr. Mighty Duck himself.
Banger.
Yep. So
he's got a little bit of a drinking problem. Probably shouldn't be around any kids.
That was in the first one.
Yeah.
he just gives up that drinking problem that easily. Once he gets his knee torn up in the minors, he's hitting up the hooch pretty hard.
No. He moved on to pills.
You're probably right, yeah.
Because, yeah, he's like, oh, he comes back, and Jan's like, what are you going to do? Did you call Ducksworth? And he's like, no, I'm not a lawyer. Like, you were, like, the whole time, like, I'm the best lawyer ever. I'm 30-0. Like, what do you mean you're not a lawyer?
He lost the itch. He lost the itch.
I guess.
Sometimes you have to have that killer's mentality to be a lawyer. He got softened up.
He's got to get back on the hooch. That's what he's going to be doing. Start hitting the bottom.
He was probably on some speed too. A lot of those lawyers, they're running long nights, going through depositions.
Ego gets in the way.
Okay. 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
they're on something else besides just hooch.
Booger sugar. Yeah.
It was definitely snowing in Minnesota.
it gets cold in Minnesota, let me tell you. So, yeah. D2 starts off with a bang. We've got Gordon Bombay. He is playing, I assume, AHL hockey, like minor league hockey. And the whole time, like, oh, he's going to get the call up to the NHL soon. And then he has an inexplicable knee injury. I mean, the guy hits him. And then he's just like, yeah, I'm like done forever. So he goes home and then
just crumpled like a house of cards.
Yeah. He's just like
Minnesota Miracle Man, more like a matchstick man.
There goes my career. Floundered on the ground.
You know what they could have really did to make that great is they could have tied it back to Stan. The Wolf is the one that took him out. That
did it.
Yeah. That would have been a missed storyline they had right there.
Yeah.
I feel like if they did that, they would have had to, like, Disney.
They would have milked that. They would have milked that all day throughout the whole movie.
Because you can't just drop that and then not bring it up again, you know?
It's his younger brother, the orthodontist.
Yeah. The dental hygienist. So he's back home living on Jan's couch for some reason. And then they're just like, oh, BTW, the Junior Goodwill Games is going on in like a week and we need a fucking coach. So, hey,
we're going to sponsor the shit out of you. Yeah. Some random team in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because you up in Malibu.
Yeah. Because you won the Pee Wee Minneapolis state or the
city. I think it was state. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
District. No, because it was different.
District.
Well, they're each different districts, right? So I think it was probably either within the state of the greater Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
I think they did say that it was the Minnesota state, but it's like, cool, you won the Minnesota state Pee Wee hockey championship. Like, and that's
did Hendricks have any scouts out there? Like, yeah, they won, but like the Hawks were loaded. Wouldn't you rather sign those guys to represent USA? Really? I mean, it's a bag of ragtag kids.
As Coach Herb once said, he's not looking for the best players. He's looking for the right players.
Mm.
Nailed it.
Yep. So,
and they found the right players.
They did. Yeah.
Let's get into this. I think they nailed the casting for every single character in this movie.
Agreed.
So couldn't have done it better.
So the Junior Goodwill Games happens and then they go through it. They win the gold. Everybody's super pumped about it. There's a couple weird racial moments, but other than that, pretty standard movie that we are going to dive headfirst into. And we're really going to break it down because there's a lot of things. I had a lot of beef, because I'm very analytical. I demand a lot from my movies. So I want to talk through it, and I've got the best cast that I could imagine here to discuss it with me.
We're only one short of a flying V.
This is true. Yeah. Yes. Joe John.
Where's Laika?
He's playing. Oh, Laika, he's here somewhere. I don't know.
Moment of silence for Joe John.
Joe John's playing kickball, doing God knows what.
He probably hasn't even seen this movie.
I guarantee he has not seen this movie. We kicked him out.
Oh, Jesus. So, we got to upgrade to pro or we're going to run out of time. How much is pro? Jesus Christ.
Anyway, just keep an eye on the time then.
We have 9 minutes.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So let me just pay for that real quick. Jesus fucking assume.
While you're doing that,
what category do you want to start off with?
Yeah. What do I want to let me get this beef off my chest. You want to save it?
Oh, shave it.
I'll shave it. Yeah, I got to get this beef off my chest. So
you're starting with beef?
I'm going to start with beef.
It's ballsy, but go for it.
I like it.
Living on the edge today. So it's the Junior Goodwill Games. And so as somebody who is a very astute hockey fan, not just NHL, but international, none of those teams that they played have anybody even remotely close to being good in real life ever. Like Trinidad and Tobago. First of all, I feel like that was like, they're like, oh, Jamaica, but not Jamaica. Like, I'm pretty sure Trinidad and Tobago's not like super into tie dye and like steel drums and way to go, man, way to go. Like, that's Jamaica. So it was like, they're like, yeah, whatever. It's some black place.
Do you think they're just piling on the Cool Runnings like thing? Because Cool Runnings was like a true story about it. But yeah, it's like, I'm not sure Trinidad and Tobago ever had a hockey team.
No, 100%. There's no way they do. And so there's that. Then they played Italy. Italy has never had they have a team, but nobody has ever come out of Italy and been good.
Same with Germany. Same with Iceland. Germany's not a powerhouse, though.
They're getting decent. They've got a couple good young people right now.
But it is just interesting how like the teams that they play are Germany, Italy, Trinidad, and Tobago. Yeah. Back in the day, that was not really powerhouses at all. And then Iceland, who they mentioned, Wolf the Dentist Stanton, came from and went to the NHL, was the enforcer. Iceland has never generated an NHL player.
Right. And even Wolf, like he was in the NHL for 1 year. He had more punched out teeth than goals. And it's like, so he wasn't even good. Like, so like your country's one claim to fame is just garbage. Like, all right, sweet. It's like, where was Canada? Where was Sweden? Where was Finland? Where was Russia? Where were any of those teams?
Well, the Canadian and the Russian games, they sort of had that, like, it's like a voiceover or like a paperclip thing where they show that Iceland lost to Russia or Canada, I can't remember. So like they were technically there, but it was never portrayed on screen that they played those countries.
Yeah. So it was just like that. It's so weird that they picked those teams. It's like they
have zero. I bet that was purposeful though.
Maybe.
I don't know why, but it was.
I don't know. Then you know, USA just gets a cakewalk through to the finals. Like, interesting. Yeah.
Maybe they were top seeded.
I would say maybe it's like World Cup and that was the pool that they were in. It's like, but even that was a garbage pool to be in. I don't know.
But yeah. Kind of like the Yankees now in their March to the World Series, just a cakewalk. Absolute cakewalk.
Yeah, I don't believe that one.
Royal is a Yankees fan, so
I am as well, Royal. I'm watching it right now, my man.
I don't think it's a cakewalk, though.
It's baseball. Anything can happen. But anyway, so are you done with your beef there, Phil? Because I'd love to chime in with mine.
Yeah. What kind of beef you got?
All right. I'd be surprised if this wasn't anybody else's. And I'm kind of surprised it wasn't yours, Phil, because I know that you are in love with Julie the Cat Gaffney.
I do have some more beefs, but yeah.
Raging hard on for her. I do. There is zero chance that Goldberg would win the job over her.
No.
Wouldn't happen. She's the highly touted one that they're bringing in. Goldberg is fat, is lazy, is slow, and I don't even know why he got the starting job in the first place. Was it not an open competition? Because Julie's obviously quicker. She's the cat.
Yeah.
And is it just that Goldberg was inherited the position because he was the goalie on the team? If so, I don't agree with that. Should be an open competition when you're bringing in basically like half the roster from outside of the initial team.
So I would say that back then, goalie was very much like you've got one dude and you stick with them as much as you can. Now it is like you get them, days off where it's like, 75, they play 75% of the games and they play the big ones. Or if the other team's backup is playing, then you let the backup in. Or if in the playoffs, like if they slip a little bit, then you throw the backup in. Like that's definitely been, kind of loosened. And I could see like that back then where it's like, he's our guy. Like he hasn't messed up yet. Now, after, I 100% agree. Obviously, Julie is better, and after the first Iceland game in today's day and age, he would have got benched and he would never see the ice again unless she fucked up.
I just don't get why he got in the first place. I feel like it should have been an open competition.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just like the we already have Goldberg, and then we could always use a backup. Like, yeah,
kind of need a backup goalie. Yes,
could be that they were trusting their core, then the outsiders had to work their way in.
I think that goalie back then is kind of like the quarterback today. You know, you have one main guy, you'll have a backup, but you're hoping he just kind of rides pine for the year. You know,
let's think about this.
Pipes.
Hendricks is forking over lots of cash. They might be calling the shots and they want to put the best product on the field. Even after they lost to Iceland, Hendricks was ripping into Coach Bombay there. So I got a hard time believing Hendricks used their resources to scout out all of these players across America, going up to Bangor, Maine, and Bombay's not going to give her a shot to win the job initially. That's my beef.
Yeah.
I mean, he did have to travel all the way to Minnesota to have Goldberg be on that team too.
Goldberg was it came with the package type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's where the core kind of makes sense of you got your core and then you let the outsiders work their way in.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's the only logical thing there.
So your core sets the culture, right? So your core players, that's what you want to build your team around because that's the type of players you want. And find the players that'll fit their way in.
The Herb Brooks mentality.
And then you got to earn it in.
D3, the new guy immediately puts Julian
in. Yes, absolutely. And Goldberg gets her fat.
Yeah,
Goldberg, he also knew what he was doing the whole time.
Yeah. But Goldberg has to move to defense because he's not gonna see the ice at all. So
Bombay's too busy switching personalities to keep up.
He's too busy beating cheeks to just understand what's going on. He's
eating ice cream with the enemy.
Yeah. That's what that drug addiction will do to you.
I know. He's swimming in just talent over there.
He's Charlie Sheen's brother. Of course he's doing fucking blow.
He's Emilio Estevez. Emilio. Yeah. So
any other beefs, boys? I think we've expunged this one.
No, I got a beef.
What's your beef?
My beef is how Mr. Bombay just openly is macking at any chick that's nearby in front of everybody. And they all are like socially acceptable of it, like Charlie's mom in the first one, and then the tutor, and then the Iceland chick. He's just manhauling around.
Shooter's shoot.
Yeah.
But that was everybody was just okay with it. It was cool. Like, hey, no big deal. You know, he's just doing whatever.
That's cool. What are you going to do? I mean,
he's a single man. He's like Cuomo. He's just
Charlie should be fired up. You're doing my mom dirty.
Yeah, I mean,
think about it. Like, if back in the day, if your coach of your peewee baseball team or whatever was coming over a few too many times to the house, not really coaching you up, coaching your mom up, how would you feel about that?
He was already doing it.
I wouldn't keep playing that sport.
You'd be starting. You'd be starting whatever sport that is. I'll tell you that.
Continually respect that individual. I don't know.
And then in Little Big League, it's sort of the reverse of it, right?
Yeah.
The first baseman's banging my mom.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Chet Stedman started banging.
Chet Stedman?
His mom.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's just like a common children's movie thing, I guess.
Everybody's getting banged.
We're going to get so close to a young kid as a father figure, and then I'm going to bang your mom.
Yep. Classic Disney.
Highly sexualized. Yes.
Well, yes. That's kind of what's leading into my biggest beef is something I didn't pick up on as a kid. But when the boys go and they're at the dress shop and they're watching all the women just model.
Oh yeah.
And they're sitting there just winking at the kids and
yeah.
And the kids, like, you know, you can tell they're like, yeah, like this is awesome, but like it's normal. And I'm like,
it is Beverly Hills. Hank Aaron.
She just winked at a little boy.
It's Beverly Hills.
God.
Listen, guys, we just got off the blank check. It's just early 90s. They were really trying to rev up those 8-year-olds.
Party at Diddy's.
OG Diddy.
Yeah. Right. That's really my big. I mean, that's the biggest one that pops out for me.
That's one. What,
boys can't go shopping on Rodeo Drive to get a little risky during the afternoon with some strawberry daiquiris?
If I can't, daiquiris, of course. They can't.
Love to hear about it.
I love the Uncle Aaron is going to be very disappointed. Like Aaron's spelling, like. That's
just jumped right to it. Yeah,
that's the first person of like, who's Uncle Aaron? Like, what are you talking about? Get out of here, kid.
I don't care about your Uncle Aaron.
Right. No, Hank Aaron. Of course, Aaron spelled like either way. I mean, if you're Hank Aaron's nephew, like that's a big deal too. Like,
how gullible is his store owner? Don't you have video cameras? You can see five kids just like in regular streetwear. Yeah, he doesn't look anything like Aaron spelling.
Yeah, you're Hank Aaron's nephew.
Nephew, yeah.
Who are not black. So I call BS on that. But yeah. And wasn't one of them in a Team USA jacket? Like.
Yes. It's.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But the ladies were like, you guys are on the USA hockey team. Oh. And they're like, yeah, hi, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody watches that. First of all, I don't think it's televised. Second of all, but yeah. So
that was actually one of my questions. I guess you could call it a beef. Was it's not really televised? Why is Hendrix? How much money are they forking over here? They're putting Bombay in a huge house in Malibu. They're funding all the kids to, you know, fly in all over the place. They're sponsoring their equipment. Like, what is Hendrix getting out of this?
I don't know.
Exposure.
Clearly they didn't.
To make- what though? It's not televised. Like who are they being exposed
it
to?
Is,
well, there's still crowds televised. Of people there.
Because Jan was like, I watched the Iceland game.
You
just got out of the shower. Like, so it was, and he was in Minnesota, so it was on TV, but like
you're also marketing to all those people that were in attendance too, which is still thousands.
What channel is that on? And like, is that on like TBS or USA, some shit channel? I don't know. But I don't know if this is beef necessarily, but it is those themes that I kind of want to bring up. And I guess one is beef, the other's just some good old nostalgia. But the beef that I find interesting, or it's not beef, well, I don't know, but what I found interesting is, like, you know what, there just aren't that many multiracial hockey games going on in Compton these days. And I don't know what's changed, but you used to see brothers playing hockey all the time. You go by a basketball court in Compton, they're not playing basketball. They're playing street hockey. And I mean,
hockey gear.
In hockey gear. And they got three t-shirts on.
They got the puck with the little balls on it so that it can roll. So it's not a ball. It's a puck with a street puck. So you can do the knuckle puck stick.
And then that guy, they break his window all the time. And he's just like,
you damn kids.
Kids are, hey, alley-oop. It's like, oh, it's okay. It happens all the time. Like, first of all, park somewhere else. And like, how much broken glass, like, he's got to have like a Safe Light like membership.
If I know that community as well as I think I do, those kids are getting a beating if that happens.
Yeah. They might get shot. That's just
well, you gotta remember that Russ Tyler and his cronies there seemed like they were anywhere in the range of like 5'2" to about like 5'8".
Yeah.
You know, basketball is just not designed for those sized men. That's so true. You got, even though you're in Compton, even though you're black, you know, I know that the basketball courts are designed for basketball.
Yep.
But you know what? That just may not be your sport. So I'm glad that they could find something else.
You think this is a
whole shirt
group of people just standing like, get the fuck off the court. We're trying to play hoop and you guys are just taking up the court with this stupid ass hockey, street hockey.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes just waiting for the court to open up.
Yep. They're just sitting there and that like that impromptu tournament is going on. They're like, get these damn kids off this court. Unbelievable. But yeah, so like I said, I don't know if that was the 90s thing, but I feel like the blacks just don't play as much hockey anymore. And I don't know when that changed, but I really miss seeing, you know, a group of brothers playing hockey.
Right around the time PK Subban was born.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this movie and Love Guru is just height African American hockey exposure. But that, and then the nostalgia piece is the just the rollerblading, just that feeling when you're a kid. Like I remember sitting there, or I'm just the fuck, just sitting there thinking like, it's just electric to be 10 years old and just rollerblading through the mall. First of all, I don't know anybody that can do that, but they can do
that. That was kind of like one of the coolest scenes in any kid's movie ever, I think. Okay. The initial scene of them going through that, because it wasn't, you know, being 10 years old and rollerblading just in general, just like the coolest feeling. I definitely want to bring it back. I don't know when I will, but I will. But being able to do that like indoors just seems like a kid's paradise.
Yep. Through a construction site, you know, go to, you know, grab your friend who's tearing tickets at the local movie theater, and then, you know, oh, the other two people are making out in front of a waterfall. And it's like, do they just have their rollerblades with them at all times? Or was
back
it
pocket, like, back pocket?
Or always. Was it like, hey, Connie and Gee, like, we got to go home and get our rollerblades. Like, okay, let's go.
Don't worry, I got an extra set on me.
Yeah, let's go back out, get the rollerblades, and then we'll go, you know, back to where we were going, you know, to go get everybody else and go then find Coach and go do roller
hockey. Back then, though, and I don't know if you guys had to do this, but I know I damn sure did. You either had two forms of transportation, your feet or your bike. Mm-hmm. So maybe they just tied the shoelaces together on the blades, threw them over the shoulder, and huffed it.
And what was Gee doing? He was like, I was this close. Are you telling me you haven't kissed her yet, Gee?
Yeah, you've been
almost on part three.
Yeah. And Gee, that guy is made of glass. Like, he's been hurt in
every single movie, dude.
Yo, he's been friend zoned every movie too, basically.
That's true. Dwayne's gonna swoop in and just take Connie right off his plate.
Just lasso her away.
Yep.
Tie her up.
Gonna happen.
Give her the business.
Texas. She's not a lady. She's a duck.
No, yeah. She is. So that's good. That's a good amount of beef there. I like it.
Well, so transition from that, what's your favorite part?
Favorite part?
I already mentioned it. It was the rollerblading through the mall. And that's my favorite part. That's it. There you go. Next.
That's it. I liked a chunk of the movie that I forgot was the initial press conference where it's like, he's like, oh, we're Team USA and we're going all the way. And then Iceland's like, Team USA is going down.
Going down.
That's where they're going.
Going down.
And then
that's where you're going.
And then the tutor's like, oh, a polar bear in sunglasses, that's hockey. And then the polar bear walks by, hey, Missy, how about a bear hug? When these 90s movies with their like quick perverted little quips, like Angels in the Outfield, when Ranch Wilder is like looking out at the field and there's like a bunch of chicks jumping and their boobs are just jiggling. And he's like, I don't know, today's fans look a little bouncier than usual. And like, like, I did not catch that when I was 9 years old, but I'm catching it now.
I feel like that would have been peak time to catch that is when you're right. 9 years old.
Yeah.
Just John
a part of you caught it.
I have a two piecer, but
okay,
drop it. I don't know. Part of it already got dumped on, so that's why I have a second part to go behind it.
All right.
But something about those steel drums whenever Trinidad Tobago scored a goal, just whew, I don't know.
Didn't we all felt good hits. For them, didn't we? Yeah.
They were super pumped. They lost like 11-1, but that one that they got, they're like, hey.
Every time they scored a goal and I heard that thing going off, the dopamine kick was crazy.
Wow.
You got up and shook it a little?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I was celebrating with them, and I didn't even play. Like,
I'm not even
Trinidad. Whose crowd was more excited when the Trinidad and Tobago scored a goal or the Little Giants gained 1 yard?
Ooh, we gained a yard. Question.
A push.
We gained a yard.
Little Giants.
That's
well, tough. The other thing that I did like, by the way, was the Wayne Gretzky cameo.
Oh yeah,
a lot of good cameos in this one. Yeah,
the great one.
Yes,
Chelios.
Yeah,
Kareem Abdul,
Luke Robitaille, Chelios, Cam Neely.
Yeah.
Greg Louganis,
Chris
yeah, it's classic.
Still the great one.
Yeah, and the great one. Yeah, so
which is kind of weird. Like, I mean, I know at the time was he still on the LA Kings at the time?
Wayne?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because I guess that makes more sense because they were in LA, but like. Robitaille. He's Canadian. He's Canadian. Yeah, so like, shouldn't he be hyping the Canadian team versus the American team? I don't know.
The best player of that era.
I understand that, but there's a little bit of patriotism going on, or there should be, right? Like, Canadians got a team in the Goodwill Games. Should isn't that a little bit of backstabbing?
Who was Luke Robitaille, Cam Neely? Who was the other one?
If he's a good ambassador of the game, he would just greet all the kids no matter where.
No, I know. I'm just throwing that out there as a funny bit.
Cam Neely was Boston, Robitaille was the Kings.
I think because Gretzky went from Montreal to the LA Kings, I bet in the early 90s he was still LA Kings.
Not Montreal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Edmonton. Yeah. I'm sorry, Edmonton.
He was on the Blues for a little bit, and then he was the Rangers. So, somewhere in there, sure.
All right. Either way.
Either way. It's directionally correct. What's next? What's the next category? We beefed it.
Hold on. I gotta tell you my favorite part. I have two. Two favorite parts.
Okay.
First one is something that I hold near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
It's when the kid's like, he dissed you bad, G.
His mouth just
blows up on the glass. And then my second favorite part is probably anything that has to do with the Bash Brothers. Just like when they tried to fight basically the entire team.
So Jesse awesome. Is not Juicy Smollett, right? It's the brother
no.
First movie. Jesse's brother, right?
I think so, yes. Who didn't make the second movie.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he just sucked.
Cake Eater.
Yeah. Cake Eater. I got to tell you, that first game against Iceland, I think there was some collusion going on. Because Portman gets ejected within 3 seconds. And then Julie, like, she pushes, and then, like, the ref, when he skates over, he's like, "That's intent to harm. You're out of here." And then Banks scores, and, like,
and that guy, yeah,
very off after the whistle. So, like, he's pointing, or not even pointing, he's like, "Here, slash my arm." And the guy, like, Woodsman chops his arm, and it's like, he only gets 2 minutes. It's like, I'm pretty sure that's the intent to harm. Like, that guy should have got kicked out.
Yeah, he would get trucked. He would get
tried to amputate his arm.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so that guy, Olaf, I was just looking through the roster on IMDb, and I saw him. I'm like, wait a minute, I know that guy. He's from something else. Do you remember any movie that guy is in?
He's a hawk.
I don't think so.
All of the hawks.
Which guy? Iceland
are, like, they're in all of the people they play against are in all of the other movies. But
a couple of them, because Gunnar is in D3 too. Yeah.
Yeah. He's Scooter.
No, but anyway, so Olaf is in. Have you guys ever seen Boogie Nights?
No.
No.
Well, not
really.
Not recently.
All right. Well, he's the guy who's banging Heather Graham in the back of a limousine, and then she kicks his face in with her rollerblades. I just recognized his face and thought it was funny that he was in Vogue.
And there you go.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, Scott White.
Scott White. So he's not Icelandic?
Oh, who's Scott White?
Oh, nah, he's white.
No, I'm not talking about Gunnar. I'm talking about Olaf, Kai Lennox.
Olaf.
Oh.
Yeah. Sanderson.
Yeah, Olaf Sanderson.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so.
And he was not in D1, by the way.
Okay. The guy, though, so the people in D3 are Hawks. And yes, Gunner is Scooter, the goalie in D3. So do we want to segue that into what else have these people been in?
Which character do you?
Let's speed through that one, though, because we got a lot of categories to go.
Okay. Speed through this one?
Yeah, do it. Go ahead. Speed through it.
Okay. Wait, the character?
You want to play what else is that guy in? So yeah. Just name him and we'll do it.
Josh Jackson. Charlie. What else is he in?
Well, hold on. That's part of my game. So,
but that's what I'm saying. Let's play.
Are
we doing first thing that comes to mind or another movie they're in?
Okay. First thing that comes to mind with Joshua Jackson. Go. Anyone, spit it out.
Dawson's Creek.
What was that, Phil?
The Skull and Bones. Is that what it's called?
Not familiar with that.
It's, I think it's him and Josh Hartnett. It's like the Skull and Bones Society of, like, a college. It's kind of like a scary movie, I think.
Royal Mills, first thing.
Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
Classic.
I'd probably say like Mighty Ducks, but the other than that is Cruel Intentions. He plays a gay football player. Oh, I'm sorry, he plays a gay guy who fucks a football player.
Mm.
Same thing.
Classic.
Yeah. He's basically a football player. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now, same thing. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Emilio Estevez?
Men at Work.
Nice.
Night at the Roxbury.
That's so good. He's not even in there, but it's so good. I know,
is that it? But that is the only thing that comes
Emilio, swear to God, dude.
This Emilio.
I literally only think of Mighty Ducks.
I think of Young Guns.
The Young Guns.
Young Guns. Or Mission Impossible.
Outsiders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Outsiders, dude. That had like 15 dudes. Yeah. Tom Cruise Crazy. Before his teeth got fixed.
There's a bunch of guys.
Rob Lowe.
Oh, my God. Rob Lowe. Wait.
Isn't Robert Downey? Matt
Dillon?
What? Oh, Outsiders? Matt Dillon?
Patrick Swayze, Matt Dillon. Yeah.
Isn't Robert Downey Jr. in that? Or no?
It might be.
Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast Club is probably... Amazing. It's weird. So, like, on Emilio's IMDb, like, his four listed movies, like, that you're known for are really none of the ones that we've mentioned.
I Hit the Rocks, man.
It's not I Hit the Rocks. I've honestly never even heard of three of these.
Is he in
The Way,
or is that
Bobby, just... The Public, and Young Guns. That's the three that, or the four that he's known for.
He's known for being Charlie Sheen's brother.
Yes.
Carla. The relief pitcher.
All right, next one.
Next one.
Phil, you got any more? I'm done. Those are the two that I just thought was, because they were in enough stuff that like it's like, oh,
you're yeah, getting those are the only two? Those are the only two?
No.
Fulton Reed. Phil,
go ahead.
Butterfly Effect.
Yeah. Butterfly Effect.
And? Well, that's the first thing that comes to mind, but what else? Stevie?
Ooh. Oh, I know. The one with the kid that had the handicap that couldn't.
Yeah. Walk.
What actor? Yeah,
the Mighty.
Simon Birch?
No. He's right. Ramos is right. Yeah.
The Mighty.
I'm thinking Daredevil.
I don't know which one he is.
No, you're thinking Simon Birch is the redhead kid that was from like Starkid.
Yeah, but I was for Fulton Reed, he's in the Daredevil Netflix series. So he's in the MCU.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. I didn't watch any MCU.
Connie Moreau. She got
so one. Connie is in Mad Men. That's all I know.
That's not the one I've got. Queen of the Damned.
Oh yeah, with Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That I got movie, nothing.
That movie is so much
insane. Wait. Of course she's in Wet Hot American Summer.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be it. She's actually got like a lot of credits.
Averman. Averman's got one that I can think
of. Hold on, I got to look up their faces because I'm bad with the names. I'm better with the faces.
Oh, he's in, yes, no. Yeah, he's in So I Married an Axe Murderer. He's the kid that they're making fun of.
Heed.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Look at him.
That kid's got a melon. Yeah, that's Heed.
Matt Doherty.
Goldberg has been in a lot.
Heavyweights. Bam.
Obviously. He was in Boy Meets World for a bit.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Keenan, obviously.
Good Burger. First thing that comes to my mind.
Love Good Burger.
I mean, there's a universe where these movies are connected and it's basically the exact same kid. And then it just didn't pan out hockey for him. So he became a little bit of a wild card and then, crashed Sinbad's car and had to get a fast food job.
Yeah.
It's in LA. They're both in LA.
We could tie that in with the Mandela effect that everybody thinks that Sinbad was
in Kazam. Yeah.
But no, in fact, he was just a school. Was he the principal? That
no, he was the star.
Teacher.
He was a teacher, and he got his car wrecked, and that's what everybody's thinking about. I love Good Burger. That's got a bunch of hidden gems in it. We could talk that one day.
Would love to.
I did have. You're not going to like this, Joey, but I did have a request for Biodome. A fan reached out.
What are your bot accounts?
The one from Thailand.
It's not a bot account. He's from New Zealand, but he did. He's like, oh, you guys should do Biodome. Like, you're damn right, we should.
That's a great.
Viva Dunas Biodome.
Get him on. Bring him in.
Is there?
Because he's going to be here and he's going to be helping with video. So,
is there any reason to continue to waste time talking about Biodome? Yes. On other movies podcasts? I feel like it happens every single time.
We're not going to be on that one. So we can do that one. But other people in movies, I think that's it, right? I mean, Luis Mendoza.
So actually, can I do my category now of who would you rather bone? Because I feel like this is a good time for it.
I'm gonna bang
All right, so I want this quick. I'm gonna give you two names and I want it quick. Okay, don't think about it. We can talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Who would you rather bone? Connie Moreau or Julie the Cat Gaffney?
Julie.
Connie.
Fine, whatever.
Why Julie over Connie? I think more of a classic beauty is Connie, but talk to me about Julie.
She is a strong female who's at the top of her position. She's a goalie. We have similar skill sets. That child that we make is going to be fucking ridiculous in whatever. So, yeah, that's what that's what I think.
I was going strictly on looks, but you made a great case.
I mean,
all right,
I thought she was hot as a kid. Isn't she? She's the kid.
No, she is.
She's in Rookie of the Year.
She's in Rookie of the Year. She was actually, I feel like, better looking in that movie.
She's a blonde.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, she's. Yeah. Your own Gardner's main squeeze.
I think it's the same year.
It's pretty close, yeah. I mean, if Henry Rodengardner's pulling that down, then certainly Matt Schmelz or Philip Bowen could.
Whoa.
Funky butt loving.
Beep.
Yeah, funky butt loving. Did you just say funky butt loving?
What else you got?
All right. Same thing. I'm giving you two names. I want it quick.
Okay.
The Iceland chick, Michelle the teacher.
Iceland chick.
Oh man, I thought we would have somebody be a wholesome gentleman and want Michelle the teacher. No, feel no. Like she
Michelle
does.
McKay, the tutor.
Isn't the Iceland chick Claudia Schiffer?
Or no.
She was a model, like a '90s model. I swear.
She's actually from Iceland.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right, next one. All right.
Yep.
Two names. I want it quick. Don't even think about it. Portman or Fulton?
Fulton.
Portman.
Really? You go Portman?
Really?
Who would you rather bang?
Yeah.
He's a much better looking dude.
Yeah, but I think Fulton's cooler.
Yeah, I feel like I could still longer, grows after.
The longer hair makes you feel like it's closer to a woman.
The deep voice gets me. Bye, guys.
I just think he'd be more fun.
So I did ask. I asked Lynn Mapleview before we did this because I was creating the, you know, who would you bone category. And I said, all right, who would you rather bone? Obviously, back in the day, so this is not, you know, anything close to pedophilia. And she said, oh, the Bash brother, easily. Obviously, she meant Portman. I was like, wow, that was pretty quick, Lynn. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, you fucked up. You fucked up big time. Because she had such a crush on Benny the Jet Rodriguez and completely forgot that he was in this movie.
Oh, there you go.
Sounds like she's got a thing for olive-skinned men. I should be careful.
So, keep her away from the Mediterranean.
Real quick. Here's a shot out of a cannon for Lynn Mapleview.
Don't go to the Puerto Rican festival.
Russ Tyler or Jesse Hall?
Jesse Hall. She would pick Jesse Hall.
Yeah. I'm with her on that one.
Yuck.
Keenan's too fat and dark skin.
They're both dark skin.
But Keenan's a lot darker.
Keenan's more fun. Keenan is Keenan and Kel. He's in Good Burger. What else is Jesse Hall in? Nothing. He's a punk.
The Sandlot.
Sandlot.
That's true. But he sucked at pitching.
No,
he made it to the minors.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's got an arm.
You want the heater? Okay. I
dare you to hit it. And then Benny just cranks it. I think we could. I mean, they should have put Hamilton in heavyweights. That would have been the ultimate like movie like crossover. There's the fat kids from Mighty Ducks, the fat kids from Sandlot.
Boom. What year was Heavyweights? Was it in between these two?
Was it 91?
90.
No, I think it goes D1, Heavyweights D2. Yeah, I think it's 92, 93, 94. Yeah, D1 was 92, D2 was 94.
Karp is in Heavyweights and he's not in D2.
93. So what?
Yeah, exactly.
Get these salamis off my back.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's the best.
Oh, look, a deli meat.
Oh, look, a deli meat.
I think D2 could have done better with a Mr. Sims or
you know, they could have they could have brought Lars. I think Lars could have pulled the Iceland off.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been so great.
It's amazing. Actually, so last night when I was watching the my Bills take down Royal Mills' Jets, after Bass miss and then Greg the Leg hit both uprights, I was checking out Twitter and saw the meme about when Gordon Bombay calls out the game versus the dentist Stanton. Crossbar. What was he saying? It's like three bar. Three bar. Whoever hits the last the crossbar wins.
Yeah.
It's like Greg the Leg is going for all three.
You know what I always thought about when they did that? Is like, what happens if they kept just missing over and over again? They're like, all right, next one, next one. And they just kept missing the bar every shot.
Yeah.
These guys are good.
We did that. We've done that.
Make it all the way.
And it's a lot harder than it looks. You have to actually be good.
I just in my head like picture them just missing like, oh fuck. All right. Then just keep trying over and over. All right, there's one.
Yeah.
After 10 shots.
The kids are like, all right, can we leave? Like, what?
Can we just do two posts instead of three?
This is dumb.
They make the net the size it is for a reason. How about you just score a goal?
We could put like Julie in net and, you know, she'll stop most of them probably.
I also love the music that they played during that one-on-one matchup when they're like, oh, yeah. Like a bunch of Hank Hill just,
Oh, those are the boys that were whacking in my trailer.
So if you guys were the coach, what type of mentality would you have? Because this was the last practice before the game. Would you be more, hey, let's have a little fun out there. Let's play a game of grab ass and tag. Or would you be running sprints and drills the whole time?
I do think, personally, I would have had a little fun. Maybe some grab ass into warm up and then go through like walkthroughs, but nothing crazy. Not like make the kids throw up from skating like Iceland probably did.
A little healthy mix.
Yeah, I'd probably take it easy, do situational stuff. You know, like, okay, if we're in this position, we're going to run this play, mm-hmm. so let's run it, you know?
But it is interesting that, like, after that first game, they're like, their coach knew everything about us. And it's like, that's true. I mean, Gordon's out just smashing ass, not watching tape. And it's like,
he's watching the wrong tape.
Yeah. He's watching a bunch
What was the score of that Iceland first game?
12-1
12-1
So they're blaming the coach 12-1 How about you guys like fucking pathetic. Play like yeah, play a little defense? I don't know, get some shots on goal. Like that this is the coach's fault.
They were just that much better.
They're pathetic.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a strategic oh, this is because Mike McCarthy can't game plan in the first half. Like, this is just, guess what? They outclassed you because they didn't let an open competition with the goalie day one where they had, yeah. Where they didn't put the best goalie in the USA in.
Well, or maybe because they actually played a real team that wasn't a peewee hockey team.
Like, yeah, these kids are better than the Hawks. Like, yeah. Because the Hawks are just one of the other teams in Minneapolis. This is the team from Iceland, the entire country.
The whole damn country.
Small, but apparently good at...
I would say the whole damn country might be the size, it might be smaller than Minnesota.
It's true.
I want to see the... 100%. The population of Minneapolis, St. Paul versus the entire population of Iceland, it probably is bigger.
Yeah, probably.
Which is one of the reasons why they have never generated an NHL player. Like, how many rinks are on ice, the country of Iceland?
You know who they did generate, though?
The Iceland chick.
The mountain.
Gibraltar? Oh, yeah, yeah. The strong... Yeah, strong man.
I think, yeah.
I think you're right.
I would still live in Iceland if possible.
Yeah, true.
Strictly for breeding purposes.
You know what? Greenland is full of ice, and Iceland is very nice.
Yeah, this is true. Greenland's huge.
Wasn't Will Ferrell doing that one movie from Iceland?
Yeah. Yeah, what was that with the
Eurovision or something like that?
Natalie Eurovision. Portman. Oh no,
no, with Rachel Adams.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I have a game for you guys. So I was looking this up because I was just thinking that back.
Who would you do, Hans or Jan?
Hans.
Younger brother. Give me the younger brother. Okay. So I was thinking that D2 was like the biggest movie in the world to me back then. Yeah. And I wanted to look up its like box office. Yeah. So give me a guess.
30 mil.
Give me a guess worldwide for 1994. Where does this rank in terms of gross worldwide box office?
In 94?
94.
You want the dollars or do you want
the want the ranking. No. And way. Then you give me the ranking and give me the dollars.
Nowhere.
Worldwide.
It's the crazy year.
Probably 18.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 32nd.
I'll say 12, but dollars 30 mil.
$18. 74 million.
CVP, did you say 32 and 74?
Yes.
You're the closest by far. Yeah, they're the 31st, and it's only 45 million.
Oh, wow.
Gross, which I thought was a little wild because like there's movies like When a Man Loves a Woman, Angels in the Outfield was higher than it, The yeah. Crow, The Little Rascals, and these are just some of like the Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Yeah.
Interview with a Vampire.
Yes.
The Flintstones. The Santa Claus. The Santa Claus was the fourth highest growing movie in 1994.
That's a great movie.
What it was is that? A great movie.
I saw it at the theater. $144 million.
Yeah, that's still nothing from today's standards.
Remember that old movie theater?
That's
that
not true at all.
Guy Taylor
in the parking lot of Marketplace Mall.
Yes,
I saw it there.
Nice. I saw Three Ninjas there.
But still, I'm not fully surprised because it's a very it's focused on USA hockey, so I don't expect it to do very well outside of the USA.
I mean, I just thought because D1 was kind of like I thought a big deal, but I guess that just goes to show it's a big deal in your world. Like D1 was huge to me, and D2, I think we've all agreed it's a top four kids movie. And for it to just do, I don't know, that amount of money where the Santa Claus and the Flintstones are doing more than it kind of surprised me a little bit. With all of those cameos, like the greatest hockey player in the world, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Christy Yamaguchi, like all of those people cameoed in it and it only did that much, I thought was a little bit surprising.
Yeah, but how much was it?
How much was what?
How much
was the budget?
I'm going to guess.
9 million.
10.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Don't forget, too, back then, that kind of money was a lot more valuable than now.
Yeah.
What do you mean? In Mighty Ducks cost like, $10 million.
Ooh, close. Yep. In regards to, like, inflation,
Yeah, it did what did you say, 45 mil?
So 400% profit.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's solid.
45. No, it definitely did. I just I thought it would be a $100 million movie because it was Disney and it was probably one of the three Disney movies. What's that?
What did Cool Runnings make?
I don't think that was 94.
It wasn't, but I just want to know.
You're making me look up Cool Runnings. Okay.
So I think this is a good segue for our, I know we talked about it a little bit in Blank
Check. Dylan texted us, hold on.
Our Blank Check's not a sport movie, but.
This is wild. Cool Runnings. Take a guess at what Cool Runnings did.
I don't know. That's why I asked.
No, I need you all to take a guess.
Cool Runnings didn't even crack the top
50. Globally.
Globally?
Didn't crack the top 50. Raked in less than 50 million.
No, 80 million.
Any guess, Romulus?
I don't even think he's there.
I think it's $243 million.
Holy shit. Really?
That would have made it the third largest in 1994. It was in 93.
Golly. I wasn't even close.
Yeah. Cool Runnings. Everyone loved it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it made $200 million more than D2. Isn't that weird?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I get it was John Candy, and John Candy was kind of like a huge movie star. But, like,
I do remember
how much this played into their marketing budget, like how well these movies were marketed.
I remember they peddled the shit out of that movie. Like, it was the commercials were on all the time because like Sanka.
Yeah.
Like, that actor. Cause like he was like, he was on
Your Dead Man.
What was it? He was either on like Hanging
like with a Living Color.
No, he was on like a sitcom. And I want to say it was like Hanging with Mr. Cooper or not the
which one?
Sanka. I think his name's Doug E. Doug, I think.
Oh, the main character. Yeah.
No, not the main character.
I thought Doug E. Doug was the main.
No, Sanka is Doug E. Doug.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking Leon. Yeah.
Well, we could use this to perfectly segue into our top. Or sports movies.
This does go into the four sports movies. So
Captain Bounton, take it away.
D2, definitely on there. I was sitting here thinking again, like, is Angels
in the Outfield? So we're doing just sports movies or kids sports movies?
Kids sports movies.
Okay.
D2, Little Giants.
By kids sports movies, do you mean ones that star kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Heavyweights and...
You better fucking say Sandlot.
Is Heavyweights a sports movie?
Yeah. They do patchy and they're fat and they're losing weight. It's not
Sandlot. I feel like that's a little bit category fraud.
And
I would concur.
It's either Rookie of the Year or Angels in the Outfield. Probably Rookie of the Year for quotability purposes. So there you go.
So would you not allow Cool Runnings to be in this
mix? I said that last time, and you said no because there's no kids in it.
But I specifically said movies that center around kids.
I know that's what we just said.
So we're saying it's not catered towards kids. It has to be
Cool Runnings is starring kids.
Yeah, that's what I was making sure.
It's got to be a kid.
Because I would have made the argument that Miracle is a kids movie, and that would be my top.
Yeah, three. You could say a League of Their Own.
Right,
is a kids movie.
But if it's starring kids, I'm going.
A League of Their Own is a kids movie.
Yeah, I could see that argument. I could see that.
What if I'm sliding into third and
oops, my
that might draw a crowd, right? Because men in the future, they ain't seen your bosoms.
Ain't seen your bosoms.
I'm gonna go.
I mean, I watched that
four to one, bottom to top. Number four, I'm putting Angels in the Outfield. Three, D2. Two. Oh, that's a tough one. Rookie of the Year, maybe. And then number one's for me, Sandlot, through and through. No question about it.
It's heavy on the baseball. No Little Giants.
No, Little Giants would probably be number five for me.
No Rudy?
Nope.
Did you say Rudy?
Yeah.
You can't put Rudy in.
It's a college.
There's no kid.
He's a college kid.
If you're doing that, I'll count 22 Jump Street since Channing Tatum plays football.
You want mine?
Yeah.
We do.
All right. So is it top four or five? I forgot.
Four, Mount Rushmore.
Okay. So number four would probably be The Big Green.
Ooh, good one. Oh,
I don't know why. I just, that one has a soft spot in my heart.
It's a good movie.
Number three would probably go to Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Number two would be Little Giants, and then D2.
There you go. Joey?
This is one of the toughest questions I've ever received.
It's right up there with would you bang Russ Tyler or Russ Tyler's brother?
I was scouring over the answer for that one for
or a curveball. The guy whose car window got broke.
See, this is why, like, I kind of like yeah, I know it's not a kid's sports movie because there's no kids in it, but like Happy Gilmore. Right. It's like you watch that as a kid so much. Yes. That is to me almost it might be in my Mount Rushmore of sports movies in general.
Yeah.
But we can't put it in here, so we're not doing it. So there has to be, I'm not gonna give you an order because I won't be able to do that. So D2, Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Little Big League. I like Little Big League a lot more than I like Rookie of the Year. I feel like it is the most realistic, one of the most realistic baseball movies ever.
Because and Ted Dama, the manager of a team, because his grandpa dies.
I mean that to say, the way it's filmed and shot, that it seems so very realistic, even though Ken Griffey Jr. ran like 500 yards to catch that ball and probably jumped about 10 feet in the air. Even so, it had like real big leaguers in it. It had Ken Griffey, it had Randy Johnson, it had, I think, actually Barry Bonds was not in it. Barry Bonds was in a Rookie of the Year, but it had other ones in there. Lou Piniella was in that. Yeah, like basically the entire Seattle Mariners team was in that last shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my four, and I'm sticking to it.
I got a game for you guys.
Okay.
Fuck, Mary, kill. Bombay, Coach Herb, or I'm sorry.
Herb Brooks?
Yeah. So Bombay, Coach Herb, and Wolf Stunson, the dentist.
Start bench cut or fuck, Mary, kill?
Fuck, Mary, kill, dude.
Kill Wolf.
I feel like that's the only logical one to kill because he's just crazy.
Coach Herb.
Yeah, he might try to turn you around and fuck you. So you got to kill him.
Got to kill the cook. Got to kill the dentist. Steal
one of them. He's definitely fucked a few dudes. He's like the guy in Roadhouse that rips the throat out. It's like, I used to fuck dudes like you in prison. Like, I guarantee you, he was a top in prison.
You mean MacGruber?
He rips throats too. Yeah.
Did we do that movie?
I feel like the one you got to marry is Bombay. Herb Brooks treated his wife like a piece of shit. So
she was,
but he treated his boys really well.
they had to earn the respect.
Maybe you're right, because Bombay was sort of he was fleeting, right? He was going to the next thing. He seemed to just be going to the next thing every single time.
You could marry Bombay, but it's like, you know, as soon as the Iceland chick walks by, or Charlie's mom walks by, or any vagina with a heartbeat walks by, he's going to be just more occupied with that. Can't trust him. Can't do it.
So is this the best hockey movie of all time?
No.
And I'm not, I just want to say, I'm not a huge hockey fan. I don't watch the NHL that much. So you guys might be better at this than me in determining however you want to categorize it. Is this the best hockey movie for you?
No.
No.
Nope.
What is it?
Miracle.
Okay.
Miracle gives me like this competitive boner and also this rock hard patriotic boner at the same time. Yeah. Like the amount of chills I get, no matter how many times I've seen the movie, no matter how many times in a single day I watch the movie, that movie is going to get me gassed up. It is so good.
I think another, another hockey movie, The Town.
That's not really a hockey
movie. That's a bank robbing movie. Get out of here. Not a
hockey movie, dude.
You're the worst.
He was a hockey player.
Was there any hockey scenes in it? There might have been like one flashback.
At the end, when
it's not a hockey movie. Get out of here. It's not. It's a bank robbing movie.
Goon's
a great movie, though. Goon is good.
Yeah. I do love The Town, yes. Never seen Goon.
You never seen Goon? It's funny. It's a good one.
Sean Williams.
I do love Sean William Scott, yeah. How about Slapshot?
Slapshot's a good one.
Mystery Alaska is a good one. Russell Crowe, Matt Damon.
I'd argue for Happy Gilmore to sneak in there.
Yeah, because if the town is a hockey movie, then Happy Gilmore is a hockey movie. Right. So I did want to point out on Slapshot, because I actually never saw it until about like 6 months ago or so. Have you guys ever seen Oh, actually, okay. Do you remember the scene where he's banging one of the other players' wives, and she's sitting in there, and she's just naked, and tits are falling out.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that scene in Slap Shot?
Yes.
If you do, do you know who that woman is?
No.
It's the mom from A Christmas Story.
Oh,
no, it's not.
So it is. And I'm telling you, it's one of the best racks I've ever seen. And this is from the 70s, like 6 months ago. I'm like, holy shit, I got to look up this woman. And yes, it was her. I'm like, this is amazing. Every time I watch A Christmas Story, now I can visualize her naked.
You know, the first time I saw that movie was at Silver's house. Just me and him watching that.
A Christmas Story or Slap Shot?
Slap Shot. And then we just watched Cinemax. So.
Oh.
With your boy? Each other off.
With a boy?
With your boy?
Yeah.
She is that's old right. as shit.
Yeah, Royal, it's not like we were cranking.
Oh, shit. She just died last year. Melinda Dillon.
Oh, man. Well, you know, her tits will live on.
Well, Paul Newman died a long time ago.
R.I.P. Yes. to that rack.
And his salad dressings will live on.
We are not going to get a cameo of her. And
I did a shot of Caesar dressing at Cortland when he died. True story. All right. Are we good to put this movie to bed?
I think so, unless you guys want to do relatable character or item to take.
I think the item. Let's ride off in the sunset with the item.
Okay, you go ahead, Joey.
Give me a second. I don't actually have it picked yet.
Who's got an item?
Score! Go!
I'm taking Iceland chick's jockstrap. Just kidding.
The limo.
The limo with the driver.
I'm taking the Zamboni.
What am I gonna take?
I'm kidding. By the way, I still don't know what I'm taking.
The smelling salts?
I'm taking Gordon's house.
Aldo?
The beach house that they have him on.
Yep.
Taking that.
You know, their jerseys were pretty sick.
I was just going to say, you know what?
Afterwards, with the real ducks, not the USA one. Not the USA.
With the duck.
The duck one was pretty sick, yeah.
Dude, I've got one of those still kicking around somewhere.
I would rock that today.
It's a home one because it's the purple one. I got it somewhere.
I feel like one of Russ's boys was wearing like a pretty dope, like NWA shirt or something. That would be pretty sick. Like some retro rap gear from Compton.
Nothing says Compton street hockey like a Eazy-E shirt. Okay.
Anybody else got anything?
Royals taking the limo. I think
I'm taking a jersey.
Because okay. Either I'm, that I or the cardboard one. Cutout.
This is a burn barrel.
How about the Bash Brothers bandanas?
Those are pretty sick.
Were you guys? So Fulton had the full bandana, yeah. And I'm blanking on his name. Corbin had the just across the forehead.
Yeah.
Which one were you guys?
Forehead.
Forehead, definitely.
My head's too big, but I would try to be the full bandana. But the back would always pop up, and so then it would kind of.
Yeah, that was always a problem. I'm a 7 5/8 hat, so it never worked for me.
Yep, same. A big old nut carrying his brain around. All right, well, yeah, that about wraps up the talk movie to me. We talked that movie real good.
We sure did.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all listening and putting your two cents in about this classic ice hockey movie. Let us know what movies you would like us to do, Biodome, and we will and put them on the list. So with that being said, we appreciate you all and spread the word, you friggin' turds.
The cows are running circles in the pasture.
And don't forget, you can also get 15% off your orders at shankagolf.com using coupon code TreefortGang.
You can do that, sure. Do that if you need golf stuff.
Shank so, it golf.
Crank it.
Off. Code TreefortGang.
So, all right. Later, skaters.
Treefort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.